something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.
This message is titled, Activating the Power of God.
Hallelujah. Jesus was a very exciting person. You know, the Bible tells us when the Holy Spirit came on Jesus to live in him, he says, then was Jesus driven of the Spirit into the wilderness. He ran to the wilderness. Didn't just walk gently to the wilderness. He ran into the wilderness. Jesus was excited. He wasn't a dull person at all. No dull moment with Jesus. It was exciting. I mean, what would you have expected? He started his ministry when he was 30 years old and had only 3 years of ministry. And I told you when he resurrected, he came into the room shouting, all hail! That's the kind of person he was. All hail! Exciting. You know, we can choose to take after different kinds of people. Like, you know, you want to be Jeremiah of old, Prophet Jeremiah of old. I mean, every time you come out to prophesy, it's judgment. You have people like that. They're forever haunting something wrong. So they've taken after Jeremiah. Or they're after Elijah. Or even Moses. In fact, the Bible tells us the difference between Moses and Jesus. It says the law came by Moses. But grace and reality came by Jesus Christ. Grace and truth. So Moses came with the law, but not the reality of the revelation of God. In other words, the law was a veil. They couldn't see through the law to know what God was like. So they had a wrong impression of the personality and character of God. So the Bible says the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope deed. So what Christ came, he says, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Grace and truth, reality. Jesus helped us know the Father, the character and person of the Father. And there's where some people fail to get it. Sometimes they say, oh, Pastor Christ, he doesn't believe in the Trinity. And I say, well, why do you say Pastor Christ doesn't believe in the Trinity? They say, oh, he says Jesus is God. I say, what's wrong with that? Then I say, well, I believe in the Trinity. What's Trinity? Trinity is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I believe. They say, oh, you don't really believe, do you? I said, but I do. What? The Bible doesn't contradict it. I didn't create a doctrine out of the person of Jesus. It's what the Bible talks about. So they say, okay, so who is the Holy Spirit? And I say, yo, the Holy Spirit is God. Jesus is God. The Father is God. Are there three gods then? I said, no. One God, eternally existent. In three persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. But you will never find Father somewhere, Holy Spirit somewhere, and Jesus standing there. That will never happen because the Holy Spirit is that which proceeds from the Father. And Jesus is the body of the Father and the Holy Spirit because Jesus is the Word of the Father. I never had a body like your words. When you speak them out, they don't have a separate body. The word of the Father, the voice of God, never had a body until he was born in Bethlehem, Bethlehem, Judah. That's when the word of God was tabernacled in human flesh. And how beautiful this all is. So I say to them, so why do you get confused? And I believe everything you believe, and I'm not confused. And I believe all this, and I'm not confused. Why are you confused? Because you're looking at God with the eyes of a man. He's God. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 14 and verse number 17. Let's read it. One, two, go. The kingdom of God, it says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. You know, many are enjoying the righteousness of God, which is wonderful because a lot have been in that atmosphere of good teaching on the righteousness of God. And many have enjoyed the peace of God in their lives, and they're so happy that they have the peace of God in their lives. But not many know the joy of the Holy Ghost. And yet the Bible says the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And in fact, even though you've been here, there are some who have come with you. While you're shouting and screaming and, you know, dancing, they can afford to do that. They're very self-conscious, very careful, hoping nobody pushes them on, and they just want to be untouched. And then they hope that somehow or another they can receive some special blessing that God is passing out. But you've already waited since yesterday. It hasn't happened yet. Might not happen at all if you keep behaving that way. You know, that's the reason some of you haven't spoken in tongues yet. Even though everybody's speaking in tongues around you, you still don't speak in tongues. Why? Because you're saying to yourself, I don't want to force anything. If God is going to give me his special tongues, he will give me. You believe that somehow, when God is ready, the real tongues will come. And there are some of you, you used to speak in tongues until you were deceived by Satan that the tongues you were speaking were made up by yourself. So you stopped. Now you pray with your mouth open, hoping somehow nothing is coming out. You're thinking, I don't want to fake it. Fake it? Why didn't you fake it before you were born again? They were all in the boat. Jesus was walking on the water. They said, who is that? That must be a ghost. And they were screaming out, help! These young guys, they almost passed out. They thought they'd seen a ghost. Jesus said, I'm the one. Don't be afraid. And Peter said, if you're the one, ask me to come to you on the water. What a request. What a request. What if he said, yes, come. It turned out it wasn't Jesus. I tell you something. No, Peter had learned something about Jesus. There was something about the word from the lips of Jesus. It had power. So he's testing this out. You tell me to come. And if Jesus said come, that word will come with power. And once you mix his word with faith, you will have the result. Hallelujah.
This message is titled Activating the Power of God. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org. for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus is the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.
This is the continuation of the message, Activating the Power of God.
Hallelujah. There was something about the word from the lips of Jesus. It had power. So he's testing this out. You tell me to come. And if Jesus had come, that word would come with power. And once you mix his word with faith, you will have the result. Peter knew he had faith. Tell me to come. And Jesus said, come. And he stepped out and actually walked in the water. And guess what? All the others got excited in the boat. Wow, Peter's doing it. Peter's doing it. None of them came out. Then when Peter doubted, because he saw the tall waves and began to sink, I can imagine they were saying, that's why I didn't want to come out. That's why I didn't want to come out. Look at him now. And Jesus said, why did you doubt? And got him quickly and walked with him on the water back to the boat. Hallelujah. Here's the beautiful thing. He did it. It worked. Forget about the doubt later. He did walk on it. I'm not going to fake it. If God will do it, let him do it. I'm not moving. I'm going to stand here. I want only original tongues. You're never going to be full of joy because God will never make you laugh. You are the one to do the laughing. Just a second. When you speak in tongues, the Bible doesn't say, and the Holy Ghost speak in tongues. The Bible says, they speak in tongues or with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The Holy Ghost will give you utterance, but you must do the speaking. In other words, when you open your mouth and start talking, he will form the words. You don't have to say, am I going to say T next or ha, ha? No, just open and start talking. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you know the beautiful thing? That's where the power is. God put the power inside so that those who are proud will never get it. Those who think so much about themselves will never get it. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings. So that the proud, he says, he has sent away empty. Hallelujah. You know, in the house of God, the power of God is abundantly present. Like we're in this room, the power of God is in this place strong. I've seen situations before where I said to someone, you are here now, get up and walk. And he's looking at me like, Like, don't you know my condition? Get up and walk. Get up and walk. He's looking at me. And then he's saying to himself, okay, I'll try. And then it's difficult for him to get up because he's saying, I'll try. And at the same time, I've seen situations where I'm only just advancing, especially people who are younger. Well, I mean, they've been there so long, they don't want another day in the wheelchair. They don't want another day. I'm only just approaching and already they are moving themselves like, come on, let's do it. A little guy. The father said to him, when Pastor Chris touches you, you'll be able to run. He said, I can run? The father said, yes, you can run. Now, he couldn't walk. We're talking about running. He always wanted to run. So he's in his wheelchair. So daddy said, once Pastor Chris touches you, run. So he's waiting. I mean, he's a kid. So he's waiting. He's been told, once Pastor Chris touches you, you can run. So run. So he's waiting. And I'm getting closer and closer. He's waiting. He's going to run today. So I get to him and I put my hands on him. And this boy is already moving. The moment I was gone, he took off. I had to hold him back. I held him back. Hallelujah. And then, of course, I allowed him to run. He was excited. And his father picked him up. What a joy. He knew it would work. Why? Because the power was present there. And somebody told him how to step into the power of God. How to activate the power of God in your life. See, a lot of people have been raised in the atmosphere, an environment of doubt for so long that faith has become a challenge in life. They're not sure it'll work. And so we say, now the Holy Ghost is here. And then they start looking around for him. What about the fact that the Holy Ghost is in you? We say, God is in this place. And they start looking around. And then they hear a sound. But he's inside you. Learn to listen to him inside you. Become God inside minded. God inside minded. He lives in you. He walks in you. He talks in you. Hallelujah. Yesterday we said that you are the living tabernacle of God. It's not an assumption. It's not something that will happen if we believe it enough. It's not something that God is trying to fulfill. He's trying to make it happen if you believe it. No, this is real. When you were born again, the Holy Spirit prepared you as his tabernacle. And when you received him to live in you, he took up his abode in the quarters of your body. Now your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, don't you know that your body is the temple of God? Don't you know your body is the house of God? Don't you know? Because many don't know. They don't realize it. This is Christianity. Otherwise, what you have is religion. In religion, they have their God out there. In religion, they walk to their God. In religion, they have the temple where God is restricted. In Christianity, God is inside you. He lives in you. Hallelujah. He lives in you. We come to the house of God because it's a place that we have sanctified for the teaching and corporate worship of God. And we also will present our tithes and offerings and gifts and sacrifices to God. But then the God that we serve and worship is both in heaven and in us at the same time. Jesus said, my Father which dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. And then he says, my Father in heaven. So, which is which? The Father is in heaven, and the Father is in him by the Holy Spirit. So, the Holy Spirit, Jesus called the Holy Spirit Father. Your Father lives in you. Jesus said, my Father that lives in me, he performs the miracles. He does the wonders. So, that cuts me out of it. I don't have to struggle because he works through me. He says, stretch your hands and I'll stretch my hand through your hand. So he looks through my eyes. He walks with my limbs. He occupies my body. He uses my voice. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, when you start enjoying the joy of the Holy Spirit, you'd be amazed at how easy it is for you to hear the voice of God. Because there's so many who say, well, I can't say that I have heard the voice of God. Well, I don't know if the Holy Spirit speaks to me. And they say, oh, Lord, just speak to me. Oh, God, just talk to me. And God's been talking to them. They just don't know how to accept that God is talking to them. They say, I don't know that God is talking to me. No, you're making too much noise, and that's why you're not hearing it. What noise? Not the noise outside and shouting. No, the noise inside. You are too quiet. Your quietness is too noisy. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let
the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For inquiries or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.
This message is titled, Activating the Power of God. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveworldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.